This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I am KYW's Dave Uram with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Week 17 of the 2024 NFL season with the Eagles hosting the Cowboys on Sunday. But week 17 began yesterday on Christmas Day with a couple of games. Chiefs 29-10 over Pittsburgh, Ravens 31-2 over the Texans. Merrill, what did you think of these games?
They were not compelling. The Chiefs are very, very good. There was a time this year when the Chiefs were slipping by and people were saying maybe they're not as good as they have been in the past. Maybe Buffalo is the team to beat. But I look at that AFC once again. Kansas City is clearly the team to beat. And Patrick Mahomes was absolutely brilliant. They are an amazing team. They are still, in my opinion, the best team in the AFC.
Could you see, since they have the number one seed now in the AFC and everything goes through Arrowhead, could you see any team going in there and beating them on the way to New Orleans?
You never know. You never know in this game. And I think the team that has the best chance is Buffalo. But even that is not going to be easy.
Ravens have picked it up recently, as Pittsburgh has not picked it up. The Ravens have picked it up, and they had a quite convincing win in Houston yesterday, Merrill. I don't think I've ever seen a score like this. 31-2. What did you think of this one?
Well, I think that's a misleading score because it wasn't really that close. that was the disparity between these two teams. The Ravens are playing great. Lamar Jackson made a great case why he should be the MVP this year, although we, of course, would love to see it turn out to be Saquon Barkley, but Lamar Jackson was brilliant, in a word. C.J. Stroud, to me, the Houston quarterback, looks like he regressed. He missed open targets. He got trapped behind the line of scrimmage. He was indecisive. It was a very, very poor performance by Houston.
Wow. And the Ravens now improved to 11-5 and jumped the Steelers in the NFC North standings. Quite fascinating.
They're much better than the Steelers. They really are.
It seems like it, too, especially since they beat Pittsburgh. So it looks like the Ravens are getting into gear at the right time. Merrill,
tell you what, as good as the Ravens looked, the Eagles beat them there.
Yeah.
That tells you how good the Eagles are.
Yeah, and you know, that was quite a dip. We have not spoken about the loss to Washington. Kind of self-inflicted, too, with the penalties and giving up the leads and
well,
whatnot.
It was, and of course, keep in mind Jalen Hurts missed 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, they're taking it very seriously. Vic Fangio was asked the other day, well, you keep winning, you won 10 games in a row. Was that just a blip? And he looked up and he said, no. It's not just a blip. We've got to get back to playing better football. We must improve.
Yeah, and they got a good. They have a Dallas team that's not making the playoffs coming into town, but they have won 4 out of 5. So a good showing against Dallas, I think, would calm everybody down definitely. And I think that they can have a good performance against Dallas, even if Kenny Pickett is a quarterback, which we will learn about in the coming days. Let's turn to something much more serious and quite upsetting, Merrill. Bill Berge, Eagles icon, Eagles Hall of Famer, Bill Berge, number 66, sadly passed away at 79 years old after a valiant battle against cancer. You are a wonderful friend of Bill Berge. Simply put, what made Bill Berge special?
Well, number one, he was a great man, a great man. I never knew any player who loved the fans more. He loved the Eagles fans, and he was a great family man. He was great to his teammates, just a great, great human being. But Bill Berge, as a football player, could light up a stadium. I can remember Bill Berge taking over. He was a great middle linebacker who had great range. He could move from sideline to sideline. And then when he made a big hit or he came up with an interception, and he intercepted a lot of balls, I can still remember the crowd at the Vet chanting, "Berge, Berge, Berge." Just a great player. Certainly, he's in the Eagles Hall of Fame, and he really belongs in the NFL Hall of Fame. He was in 5 Pro Bowls, and twice he was first-team All-Pro. So he was great. He played with passion. He played every single down like it was the most important down ever. Just a tremendous, tremendous football player. You won't find a better middle linebacker.
How important was he to the Dick Vermeil Eagles?
He was so important. Actually, he was traded by Cincinnati to the Eagles before Dick Vermeil arrived. And the Eagles gave up a first-round draft pick in 1977 to get him and a first- and second-round draft pick in 1978. And I remember during draft day of 1978, the coaches were in what they call the war room, and he popped into the war room and he said, "Well, here I am, your first and second round pick." At the time, none of them thought it was funny.
Right. But you know what? He ended up being worth it because he was a great player.
Great player.
Off the field, how much of a joy was he to be around? Because I know he worked in the booth with you for a little bit, and he was on the pre- and post-game shows on the radio. How much of a joy was he to be around off the
field? Oh, he was a lot of fun. He was so upbeat. I never saw Bill in a bad mood. I never saw Bill down. He was up all the time. He was just a great guy. He was funny. And he just, again, you see athletes who really don't want to get in the crowds and start with the autographs and pictures. Bill actually loved it. He loved communicating one-on-one with Eagles fans.
It's a really big loss, a very upsetting loss. My condolences to you and everybody who knew Bill Berge well. Bill Berge, an Eagles legend, and may he rest in peace.
Especially my condolences to his wife, Mickey, and his wonderful, wonderful sons.
Well said, Merrill. Always appreciate your thoughts. Rest in peace, Bill Berge.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.